I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. On the weekend is when he will ski. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. The Eiffel Tower, the glizzy with Jerry. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right, 2:39 here on the Sweet Spot on a Tuesday, even after the Cowboys get dusted on national TV, losing 34-10 to the Texans, we still find time for the Marconi winner. One of the Courage Boys, one of your morning musers, our good friend, George Dunham. Jeb, how are you doing?
Okay, Sweet Spot.
Well, we want you to do some ripping, but before we let you rip, I do have a question. It's Cowboy related, and I remember the Campo years vividly, and that was pretty hopeless with 3 straight 5 and 11 years. But I want to ask you about the late 80s, because I was a very little kid. I remember the very tail end of Landry. I remember the 1989 one-win season. Does this compare at all to the misery of the late 80s with the Cowboys?
Here's the difference. By 1989, say, when they went 1-15, as critical that year as everybody was of Jerry and Jimmy, that's something that has probably been forgotten about the Jimmy history. There were a lot of people in town who thought, this guy is way in over his head. I mean, you know, big-time media guys, I remember, not to name names, but were, okay, he's a college coach. What is this, defensive line rotation? You can't do that in the NFL. I would say the difference is after about 86, that was their first losing season since 66. 87 was the strike shortened year. They had a losing record. And then 88 was Coach Landry's last year. They went 3-13. I would say, especially after like 86, the expectations around here had started to drop. And they knew Jimmy and Jerry had taken over a really bad team. So, it was bad. There were empty seats at Texas Stadium, and you had, I would say that was the last time I remember this much Jerry hate, because you had a double whammy then. He just fired Tom Landry, and then he hauls off and goes 1-15. So he had zero credibility then.
And it wasn't a sure thing that you could see the team on television every week, because they couldn't sell out old Texas Stadium. Like, there was blackout issues that were a real thing back then, which it's hard to think about now.
Yeah, and that was a real thing, driving to Texoma to see a Cowboys game. I think Jimmy took a lot of that grief then, and that was also the Herschel Walker trade. And then they trade Herschel Walker, their best player. What are they doing? At least they, you know, and that's what turned the franchise around, and off they went. You know, I've been thinking about this, of what this year reminds me of. And because all of us have been trying to think, okay, when is the last time you had this little hope? How about McCarthy's first year?
COVID year?
Yeah, I mean, that was a weird year because of that. Do you know what their record was after 10 games?
Was it 3-7?
3-7.
Okay.
And Dak got hurt in week 5, so a little bit earlier. And they were getting their doors blown. Arizona beat them 38-10 the week after Dak got hurt. Washington beat them 25-3. Philly beat him 23-9. Then they played Pittsburgh. Remember, at the time, Pittsburgh was undefeated, I do believe. I think they were 8-0 and came in here, and the Cowboys played with them. And then the Cowboys hauled off and won four of their next six, including a 3-game winning streak, and they messed around and got 6-10 out of all that. But I would say at about this time, in 2020, we went into that with pretty high expectations with Dak and the crew, and got a new coach here. He's going to do some things that Jason Garrett did not do. Unfortunately, he hired the wrong defensive coordinator and Dak got hurt, and they weren't as good as they – it was a very similar year, really.
I would say the big difference between that year and this year, and maybe you could throw 2015 in there too, is you had a built-in excuse because your quarterback got hurt. Like in 2015, yeah, when Romo got hurt and they ended up drafting in the top five, they got Zeke. They ended up getting Dak that year in the fourth round. And then in 2020, it was that weird COVID year. Dak gets hurt. Bad defensive coaching. You could kind of see some light on the horizon, like after the season. It's like, okay, you hope Dak is better. You hope he's healthy. But if so, okay, you've got a good receiver. Maybe you have a good defense if you get a new coordinator in here, or at least good enough to make the playoffs. It feels like the big thing this year, and maybe going back 15-plus years, when the Cowboys have had bad seasons, there's always been some kind of excuse. This year, it feels like it could be this way for a while, because when you look at the roster and just the needs, like, you're going to have to bring a new coach in. Your offensive yeah. line is bad. Zach Martin's probably not going to be back next year. You're going to have to find offensive linemen through the draft or somewhere else. That's going to take multiple years. You're going to need another receiver, at least. You need a running back. You need players on defense. It feels like it's just not that, okay, your quarterback's hurt, but we don't even really think about that now because the team is so bad.
Yeah, it is different, and maybe the biggest difference is you've really invested in your quarterback and your receiver. They certainly didn't have that case, although they did have Amari Cooper, who they were paying a lot of money. But yeah, this seems like it's going to be tougher to dig out of. But I would say at that time, when the Cowboys were 3-7 in 2020, nobody thought they would finish 6-10. I mean, didn't yeah. we all think that they were headed towards 4-12? And I also remember thinking, God, what are they doing winning these games?
Right.
Now, that got them Micah Parsons, where I guess had they lost out, maybe they could have taken Trey Lance.
I guess it's different because then you had a new head coach and you're like, well, you don't want a losing culture. You don't.
We'll give him a year. Yeah.
But he's, right now.
Yeah. And you also had a terrible NFC East that year.
That's true. But right now you want them to lose every game possible. People are cheering for a loss to Carolina or the Giants because you want that draft position. They're currently ninth and they have work to do because there's some bad teams in front of them. And I just feel like that's a very hopeless place to be. Now, luckily, the NFL, you can turn it around pretty quick. And we were talking before the show, because the Jets fired their GM today, Joe Douglas, which that'll never happen here, obviously. Who's got a worse culture? The Jets and what they're dealing with Aaron Rodgers and that mess? Or would you take this mess?
Boy. That's a good one. I think I would take the Jets because you should be able to change that culture with a new, at least they have the option to go change it with a new coach and a new GM. The only thing you can do here is new coach. And this is going to be the debate throughout the offseason and no matter who they hire. I still maintain the right coach. Like say a couple years ago, what if they had hired Dan Campbell? What if they hired Dan Campbell instead of Mike McCarthy? Where do you think the Cowboys would be right now?
Maybe better, but is he allowed to do what he wants to do? That's the big question. I mean, you hear names like Belichick or Vrabel or, you know, guys that know how to forge cultures and are good in the room, but are they going to be allowed to get rid of the people they want to get rid of? Can they mold things how they want to see it, or does it all have to be under the heading of the Joneses?
That's a really good one, and we'll debate that all off season and in the training camp and all the way until they lose in the playoffs next year. I still, because if you don't think that a coach can have that kind of impact or control, then there is no hope here. Ever.
Yeah,
until Spalding runs the team.
Did you see Spalding last night try to point things out to Granddaddy up in the booth?
He missed it. Look, he slipped.
He slipped out there, Gran. Yeah, I look, if you can't at least give us this, that And by us, I just mean those who grew up Cowboy fans. If you can't give us a coach the ability to, you know, but you're right. You know, we were talking about this morning because I said, okay, but the locker room is a sacred place. The meeting room is a sacred place. The practice, but not here. Mm-hmm. The frickin' practice field's open to the public.
It's a landing
pad. The team meeting room and weight room have zoo windows on them. The football stadium has a huge window that you don't cover. I mean, yeah, I would like to think the only way, and they talked about this on ESPN yesterday, so it would have to be an established coach like Belichick or the coach who everyone thinks is the next best thing, like Ben Johnson, and they come in with some leverage to say, okay, I will take this job. I will turn this around. We will go to a Super Bowl. Not, yeah, I think we will go to a Super Bowl, but you're going to have to give me the following things. And I don't know, whatever you guys think are the most important. I get final say in roster. I get, which, didn't he concede that to Parcells for the most part outside of T.O.?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think he said that.
Yeah, I don't know really how that worked. I wonder about that. But I do know Parcells had a big, big impact and input on the roster. And you let that guy say, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm going to need y'all, the Jones family, kind of to stay out of this area.
Do you think Belichick would take the job? Because it yes. feels like if there's one coach out there that can change a culture here pretty quick that doesn't have a job right now, Belichick could do it. It's just yes. all up to Jerry Jones. And would he be okay at his advanced age? Hey, you want to win one more Super Bowl in your lifetime? Heck, maybe two. You want to get back to a Super Bowl? You want to get to an NFC championship game? I can yeah. do that. Just let me have control. You would think that Jerry would be, I don't know, at least he could see, okay, give me one more. I'll let you do this. I'll control the business side, do that. I won't talk after games. I won't tell you what to do. You buy the groceries. You get what you want. You win a Super Bowl. Give you 4 years. Give you 4 years to get better.
He ain't giving yeah. all that up, though.
I think Jerry may concede that to Belichick. And I think Belichick would maybe put up with a few things just because this franchise and NFL history, I think, means so much to Belichick. The fact that he used to idolize Tom Landry, the fact that he used to catch passes from Roger Staubach at Navy. I mean, call me crazy, but that means something to Belichick. And I think he sees this as, what a great way to end my career.
Or what about
I go there, I make a lot of changes, I establish, I get them, you know, headed in the right path. But you know, I bet there would be people telling Jerry
Jelly Roll. I'm a Jelly Roll.
Jelly
the
Roll
head coach.
Would somehow get involved in this whole thing. No, I bet there would be people who would be telling Jerry, oh, you don't want Belichick. Like yeah, Crafty, maybe. You know, I think his buddy Crafty would go, oh, man, you don't want that.
Man, I could see.
And plus, he's a has-been.
I could see Daboll getting run, and Belichick ends his coaching career back in New York with the Giants, where he used to be the DC. Like, he could do everything you're talking about with the Cowboys, but just do it for the Giants. That could be a real
interesting
thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have some, if that's the way they want to go. But, you know, does the Jones family even want to go in that direction?
I
think
nobody
he wants
knows.
To run another coach in here that, you know, he could have some control over. You know, does he go to the college ranks and try to talk somebody like Sarkisian into it? Or I don't know.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Would Sarkisian take it? And he's in Austin. He's had two good years
he's
now.
He's already here, you know. Got him to a playoff last year. What if they haul off and win a title this year?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it.
Let's go.
What's a bigger headache, dealing with the NFL and Jerry are dealing with NIL and the transfer portal.
And all those boosters.
Mm. Oof. Yeah, and all those boosters telling you the way they boost.
Well, Ja, we didn't have many laughs today, but there's not much to laugh about after we have to watch another embarrassment.
No,
but I'm glad we got to talk some football, you know?
I am too. I enjoyed talking football with you boys. We have any more Monday night games?
Yeah, the Bengals game, the Simpsons game. It can't get flexed out because the Cowboys and Bengals are the Simpsons alt cast, and they're already working on the animation.
And four more home games.
If things don't get dumber, I don't know.
What a dumb season.
Oh, well. Thanks, George. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Gone Fishing next week.